Folks, welcome into a very bittersweet episode. Sorry, Brendan and I talked about this. I'm going to bring up to the show Brendan Chagrew. So I'm your host, Ryan Dengel. If you want to find me on Twitter, some people call it X. You're going to be at Ryan Dengel. That's D-E-N-G-E-L. Brendan Chagrew, you can find him on X / Twitter at Brendan Chagrew. That's S-U-G-R-U-E. This is an emergency episode. That is going to be our new intro music at some point. We're really excited about it. Our guy, Beats by Blackie Chan, does phenomenal work. And it seemed really fitting Brendan, I even busted out the Fields jersey because I don't know if I get to wear it again, right? Like, let's just be real. I don't know, dude. I ask you probably several times throughout this episode, how are you feeling, man?
Boy, well, it's good to talk with you again. I started laughing when we opened up the music and opened up the intro because it is our new intro song. We don't have, just peel behind the curtain here, we don't have all of our, like, you know, voiceover stuff yet. And I'm just watching, I was like, oh man, it feels like a eulogy to Justin Fields, like an unintentional eulogy, which is great. But no, man, I'm very just mixed emotions. Like, I am one of those people who I firmly believed that this was coming. I wasn't one of those folks who said that the Bears are definitely hanging on to him, reading the tea leaves, trying to do that. No, this was a foregone conclusion that it was going to happen. But it's Agreed. Just one of those things, when you rip the Band-Aid off, it stings, because we've seen what Justin Fields has meant to the city of Chicago, to the Bears. We've seen the flashes, the moments that just make us all go, wow. And then to just get blindsided on a random Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, just out of nowhere, St. Patrick's Day weekend back in Chicago. I'm traveling for work. I'm in an undisclosed location, Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm gonna say, we should talk. I'm now bald. I'm beardless and bald. I got my head shaved for St. Baldrick's, which a huge shout out to our guys at Hensel's. We're not even gonna do their ad read. I'm just gonna tell you how amazing they are. So the guys at Hensel's and Sheridan's gave up appointments for like 3.5 hours. And that's a lot of money for those dudes so that they could come to the event that we were at. I work with a lot of amazing people that raised a ton of money for childhood cancer research, which is why my head is shaved and my beard is gone. And so just for those that watch the show on a somewhat regular basis, that's what's going on. Brendan, I think it is really, really important that we just talk about the details of this trade. And I am sincerely hoping that people will throw in the comment section how they're feeling about this thing. I tend to agree with you, just, you know, before you throw us the details of the trade, that I saw this coming. I am definitely disappointed that it is a sixth round pick, though I do think to a certain extent that the writing was on the wall when that first wave of free agent quarterbacks kind of came through, and your Gardner Minshews were getting signed and Justin Fields wasn't getting moved, that this probably wasn't going to be what was Bears fans had kind of hoped for it. So let's talk details, please.
So the trade details are, the Bears are sending Justin Fields to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a conditional sixth round pick in 2025. I believe this is a pick that they received from Philly for Kenny Pickett. Now, it's conditional because if Justin Fields plays at least 51% of the snaps in 2024, it will bump up to a fourth round pick. So at first glance, it's not maybe great value. It's definitely not the value that a lot of people were thinking that the Bears could get even 2 months ago, maybe even a month ago. And keep in mind that the Steelers now have Russell Wilson, who has been promised the starting quarterback job as of now. Now, things can change, injuries can happen, who knows? But I gotta say, I'm kind of, I don't think he's gonna play 51% of the snaps. So in my opinion, this is going to be a 2025 sixth round pick. And it's just kind of amazing. Like, we had heard the market had slowed down for him. There were reports that just the interest was very, very low. The Bears asking price was too high. And I think, I don't know what prompted this move at this point. I think the Bears could have probably held on to him and maybe gotten a little bit higher value at some point, like later on in the offseason. But then you're creating a really potentially untenable situation between a rookie quarterback and Justin Fields. And I think it just reached a point where Ryan Poles had to do something and wanted to just move on and do, as he said, do right by Justin. And look, he's not going to a starting spot, but as far as teams, as far as cultures and coaches and really quarterbacks too, I think he's going to an awesome spot because he can learn behind Russell Wilson. He can kind of just reset his career a little bit. He and Russell play a similar type of ball. And of course, like, we've talked about our affinity for Mike Tomlin so many times. So, I mean, for him, you wish it was a starting job, and in terms of backup jobs, that's a really solid place to be.
No, Brendan, I got to give you major props, which is really interesting. As soon as the Kenny Pickett thing came through, I think I texted that he was going right to the Eagles. And I said, man, you would think Justin Fields makes more sense than Kenny Pickett going there, right? Like, young quarterback, similar skill set to what they have. And you said, I think your direct text was, it gives room for Fields, and then voila, it happens. So dude, like, major props to you for basically calling out. And I you literally stole the point from me. I think if he had come in, let's say he gets drafted by Seattle somehow, some way, when Russell Wilson is still there, and he learns for a year or two under Russell Wilson versus just being kind of thrown into the situation that he was thrown in. I mean, I think it is, I hope people understand this. Two things can be true. One, that Justin Fields didn't play quarterback well enough to stick around and be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears, but that he was also thrown into an abysmal situation, you know, where he had no weapons, no help in the offensive line, terrible offensive coordinators, right? And it's really tricky. And this organization failed him, but I also think that you know, at the end of last season, he could have shown a little bit more improvement, and we didn't see it. And I think that's one of the reasons why he gets traded.
So I wrote an article, I retweeted it today. And it's not, I swear, it's not to like try and say like, oh, I told you so or whatever, because it really wasn't meant as that. It's an article that shows just the history of quarterbacks selected in the first round who had then had their GMs fired the following offseason. It basically goes to show that they're put in really difficult positions because the team turns over, they're bringing in new management, and now they have to try and win with that while also trying to get a second contract with the team. And my point was that no quarterback in that situation since 2010 has been able to get an extension with their original team. And so you had realized that Justin Fields was put behind the eight ball in that sense. And
100%.
When Ryan Poles came in, he had to tear down the roster. He had to see what he had overall. And I think, like, two things can be true. One, they did do bad by Justin Fields by not giving him enough in that first year. And that was very clear because the receiving core, the offensive line, we all saw what it looked like. Thank God the fan is going off. I'm sorry. My hotel, I don't know if it's coming through, but
it's Brennan, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. Okay. I can still hear you loud and clear, buddy.
Okay. So the point is, they didn't do right by him in that aspect, but at the same time, were we really expecting Ryan Poles in his first season to go out and spend and trade and get rid of all his assets right away, even though he's entering a team that he doesn't know yet? He used that first year to try and get a sense of, like, okay, who are my building blocks here? Who can I work with? And maybe it's not the perfect system, but I understood it at the time, and I kind of still understand it now. The problem is the last 2 years, Justin Fields, or I guess the last year, really, he just didn't take that leap we all wanted. He took steps, but he didn't take that leap, even with increased weapons and increased protection. So, as soon as Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy were fired, that right there was just a huge red flag for what his future could be in Chicago.
Is this going to happen again, Brendan? I mean, like, literally, we're watching things repeat themselves. So Mitch is hired by, was brought in under a lame duck coach who's fired. Then Justin Fields brought in under a lame duck coach who's fired. I mean, I know we are a very divided podcast about Eberflus, you know, and I'm excited to some extent about Shane Waldron, more so the staff that he brought in. But I just, you know, you kept Flus and now you're going to bring in probably Caleb Williams. Is this organization going to fail yet another quarterback, or is he going to be talented enough that he's going to fix this stuff? I'm a whirlwind of emotions, right? Like we really truly peeling back the curtain. We debated, do we wait till tomorrow? Cause we are going to have a podcast tomorrow detailing all the free agency and trade and all that sort of stuff. But I think we just had all these emotions, just like, I like Justin Fields, the human being, so much. And it hurts my heart that he wasn't able to be the guy, regardless of situation or whatever it was.
No, me too. And I've said it, like, my heart loves Justin Fields. I was at the game, his final, man, it's real now, his final game at Soldier Field as a Bear. He played magnificently. The stadium was chanting his name. I was chanting his name because I was wrapped up in all of it. It was such a fun experience. And you just see the abilities he had. The inconsistencies were also there too. And, you know, going back to your first question about, do the Bears do this again and then reset? On paper, it kind of looks like it's setting up that way, right? You have a coach that, you know, was sort of maybe uncertain going into this offseason, and he stayed, and now you replace the entire offensive staff. From my understanding, it sounds like this is going to be at least a multi-year thing where Matt Eberflus stays, barring some sort of maybe Trestman-level collapse, and who knows how that's going to go. But I think the intention is to keep him past this season. It sounds like, from what I'm hearing, the assistants like Shane Waldron and Thomas Brown and a few other offensive coaches who were brought in are very highly paid. And I don't think the McCaskies want to then just jump ship again after all of that. They promised them somebody like Caleb Williams or a rookie quarterback to work with and spend time with. And I'm hoping that they learn their lesson from this past experience and they give them time and they allow the quarterback to develop in the system that they are intended and are brought into. They're going to have meetings. They've already met with these quarterbacks. They know they're starting to put together what that plan will look like. And I just, maybe I'm having faith here. Maybe part of it is what I'm hearing as well, but I do think that this is going to be a multi-year thing. And as crazy as it sounds with how a lot of us feel about Matt Eberflus, I don't think he's a great coach, but I want that. I do want some stability at this point, especially if you do see those growth moments with Caleb Williams or whoever it is. And it's probably going to be Caleb Williams. Let's just be real.
I think that's the really interesting thing. You know, I've been waiting for this to be over, at least in some sense. I'm sick of, I'm sure you're the same way, that you have your core group of friends that you talk to Bears about all the time. And then you have your peripheral Bears friends. They're your normal friends, but anytime something big happens, Bears. And so like my phone just blew up, you know, as soon as it's taking place. And I'm like, I'm so sick of talking about the Justin Fields situation, Caleb Williams situation, right? What's it going to be? And so in some instances, like I'm happy that it's like, it's kind of done. I don't love the compensation though. I do think that Bears fans need to understand this is kind of sort of what the league thought about him, you know, and I just, maybe there might've been a better deal at some point down the road, but I really do think for Justin Fields to go into a backup situation, this is better than him going to Philadelphia. I mean, I think this is like for Justin, this is a pretty damn good situation. And if they can somehow find a not necessarily a long-term deal, but at least like another year or two for him to kind of sit behind Russ, like maybe learn some of those things that he wasn't learning here, because Chicago Bears can't teach quarterbacking, right? Just like for any reason. Like, I mean, I think it's probably the right fit for him, even though that compensation hurts, man. It hurts.
It does. And I when it was floated a couple months ago, Mel Kiper saying, oh, Bears could get like a first round pick for Justin Fields. And I never bought it. I swear to God, I never bought that. And I think,
agreed,
you know, the starting point was always the second. And then it starts going from, well, maybe a third. And then maybe a fourth. And then maybe like two fourths and a third next year or whatever. And it's just kept, you know, the bar kept getting lowered. You see the quarterback spots get taken up one by one. And the fact that Luke Getsy, you know, wanted somebody like Gardner Minshew to work with Aiden O'Connell and possibly a rookie quarterback like that. Yeah, the writing was on the wall there. And it is unfortunate because we talked about it, the abilities that Justin Fields has, the escapability, the athleticism, just the, you know, game-changing plays that can happen.
Yeah.
The problem is he just did not develop as a passer enough. It's a passing league. And I think as Bears fans and a lot of us out there, you know, even people who kind of like have gone to the point of like, well, it's going to be Caleb. I think everybody appreciated what Justin Fields did, but we're still way more emotional in it than other fans. Now, I'm going to give a shout out to Jared Bailey, who writes for a ton of websites, including Touchdown Wire for USA Today. He's a big Steelers fan, and he's been just an advocate against, you know, or getting rid of Kenny Pickett. And I think as Bears fans, we look at that situation and we say, Kenny Pickett's not good. Kenny Pickett probably, like, you know, was right in losing his starting job, and the Steelers made a good decision by moving on from him. But there's Steelers fans and there's fans in his mentions just going off like, no, Kenny didn't get a fair shake. Kenny's still a good quarterback. Look at the wins. And it's like, when you see that from the outside, you're like, oh, now I get it. Because you see the same side from the Bears situation when we're all in.
I am going to say this, and Bears fans are going to be mad at me. I wanted to preface this by saying I am, again, wearing a Justin Fields jersey, right? I was wearing a Justin Fields t-shirt when my first child was born, right? Like, I am a huge fan of the leader. I'm a huge fan of the athlete. I'm just a huge fan of the human being. But the league spoke, and they didn't agree with Bears fans. Like, there, maybe the compensation would have been a little bit better somewhere down the road. Like, I do agree with that sense. You know, I think some of the comments are coming in there that are really, really, really good, right? That, you know, Trey Lance got a fourth round. TJ Brooks, thank you for that, right? Like, that there are other guys that got better deals. But I think the league has essentially told us what they think about Justin Fields as a quarterback. And it's not great, guys. Like, that's the hard part, because we love this guy. Like, you can't watch the game. Like, you can say like, oh, Justin Fields isn't a good quarterback. I get the people that say that, but you can't watch him and say he's not a good guy, that he doesn't work hard, that he isn't a good leader, that he isn't a great athlete. You cannot say that, right, in confidence. You absolutely can't. But the dude plays quarterback, and he didn't play it well enough to earn a starting job somewhere else. That, I mean, I hate to say that, but it's simply a fact at this point. And it hurts my heart in which to say so, because I wanted nothing but this guy to succeed. I wanted him to be the guy, but he wasn't.
Bears players themselves wanted him to be the guy. I mean, 100%. The way they advocated for him at the end of the season and this offseason. Check out some of the reactions on social media if you haven't seen them. But like DJ Moore saying, well, business is business. I get it. Khalil Herbert, you know, is kind of a mess of emotions. Tevin Jenkins, you know, sharing crying gifts. And, you know, even former players like Travis Gibson, they didn't deserve you, bro. And Justin Jones, like, you know, you didn't have enough to work with or whatever. Guys recognize that, like, he is just a leader. He's a guy that you want to rally around, and you could totally see it. But again, there's limitations. I really look back to the fourth quarter passing situations, and maybe the whole thing about, like, well, do you really need to learn how to win? I don't know, but you need to learn how to play better in the fourth quarter as a quarterback, because his passing stats just plummeted in crunch time. I mean, he had really one good fourth. I didn't even want to say good. Like last year, he had an okay fourth quarter where he fumbled the ball a couple times and then hit a nice pass to DJ Moore against the Minnesota Vikings to eventually get them a lead. But we saw it time in and time out when those moments came and we all wanted Justin Fields to deliver. He didn't. And in my heart, I think that if you give him another year, he's probably going to ascend a little bit more. But is he going to get to the level that somebody like Caleb Williams may even start at and then potentially get to? I mean, this is the – we've just talked ad nauseum about, like, the generational prospects stuff. But the fact of the matter is this is the best quarterback prospect that the Bears will have a chance to get in a very long time. And I think it's very unfortunate that this person has been gifted to the Bears and a lot of people are just like, no, we don't want him. Like, he's got so many flaws, and maybe there are some issues that are out there, but you cannot deny that this guy's ceiling is just sky high, and it is higher than Justin Fields is by far when he came out.
And look at what he's walking into. Like, legitimately, day one, you have two phenomenal wide receivers in Keenan Allen and DJ Moore. Not like okay, but legitimately, I think it, even you tweeted it, right? It's the best since Alshon Jeffrey and Brandon Marshall, and it's probably better, yeah. Right? Like, you know, that those two guys both have been the guys. You now have a better offensive line. You have two stud tight ends that are really good at what they do. You have a pass catching running back to go with that speed one cut runner in Khalil Herbert, as well as the bruiser in Roschon Johnson. Like, I think about this. I think it's probably going to be Caleb Williams, and he couldn't really be coming into much of a better situation unless, of course, he had Andy Reid or, you know, some of the really good like quarterback whisperer per se. But otherwise, like, in just in terms of pure talent that he's sitting on, I mean, him and Justin Fields are walking into a night and day situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to touch on this real quickly because I know I feel like we talked a little bit about the compensation. Look, I'm going to say it right now. The Steelers won this trade. Okay, I truly believe that, even though when we're talking about that, the league has shown and said what they think of Justin Fields. You still see the talent, and potentially for 2 years of experience, you're giving up a sixth round pick and at worst a fourth round pick. That's not bad. And yeah, it kind of sucks. It does suck to say that, well, the Steelers did it again. I think they got the better end of the trade here, but I'm choosing not to look at that as like the, well, we lose another trade or whatever, because It's now about the future with Caleb Williams and whoever the Bears draft with that second first round pick, whether they stay at number nine, whether they move down. I'm at the point where it's like, we've had a feeling that Justin Fields is gone and now he's gone. And yeah, is it a little less than we wanted? Absolutely. But at the very least, it's over and there's an answer and there's a direction, and we can now turn attention to these two picks that are just two top 10 picks, man. Like, that is so good. And it's great for the future. I know the Bears only have four draft picks right now. I anticipate them getting more, but I'm trying not to dwell on the fact that the compensation is low, because at least it tells me that we're picking a direction. It's like, we just paid $5 a gallon for gas, but at least the road is clear and there's a pot of gold at the end of it that we're all going to celebrate and be rich.
We hope there is a pot of gold at the end of it. I mean, you got to think that almost, knock on wood, any quarterback coming into this situation with these receivers, like, is going to do at least fairly well throwing the football. You know, I would hope, but it is also the Chicago Bears, and we are insanely dysfunctional at developing quarterbacks. Everybody knows it, right? We've seen the, you know, how many starting quarterbacks in 30 years. It's, and you know what, Brendan, between the two of us, we could probably, I would say, if there's 25 of them, I think you and I could probably name like 24 of the 25. I think as a challenge, I think we've watched a lot of really terrible quarterbacking. Like, we know bad quarterbacks, which is, I think, one of the reasons why people are so distraught about losing Justin Fields, is because I don't think there's ever been a quarterback that has been in Chicago that has been as physically gifted as Justin Fields was. Is that crazy to say? I mean, Jay had a cannon for an arm, but he never had that athletic ability. Do you know what I mean?
No, I do. I think that in terms of athletic ability, he did have a big arm. He obviously had the legs and being able to run. In terms of pure athleticism, I don't think any quarterback comes close to the just athletic player that Justin Fields was. I mean, he really is Michael Vick 2.0. Because looking back at Michael Vick's passing numbers, they sucked. He had one good passing season, really, and then he did everything else with his legs. Point is, he was just like a complete anomaly at the time, 20 years ago, because the league hadn't seen anything like that. Now you have mobile quarterbacks who have developed into better passers and more accurate passers. And you had hoped that he would take that Lamar Jackson type of leap where he hones in his passing ability while still keeping that escapability and rushing opportunity. But in 3 years, it just didn't happen. And yeah, the Bears fans have a very abusive relationship with quarterbacks. It's so real. And it, like, we kind of joke about it, but we haven't seen something like that where it's all been put together where it's like, yes, that is a true franchise quarterback. You're always looking at the flaws and you're trying to overlook things. I know Jay Cutler wasn't a very good leader and he turned the ball over a ton of times, but I still loved him because he was the best quarterback I had seen. And I fell in love with that rocket arm. It's like when you meet that girl who she's got red flags. But like, yeah, she's got red flags. Things can get very dicey, but then you see those good moments and you're like, yeah, I think this could work. I think if we get married, things will get much different. I think if we just surround this quarterback with weapons, everything's going to be much different. And a lot of times it's not. So it's just one of those things I feel like that needed to end. And hopefully we are finally entering the era. It's got to happen one of these times where a prospect actually lives up to the hype and becomes that franchise quarterback that this team has longed for.
Brendan, I got a couple of questions before we get out of here. We got to make this a short one because we got a podcast again tomorrow night. TJ Brooks, thank you. Can't wait for 2027 for the next big Bears quarterback draft prospect. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for hurting my heart. So my question is, you know, the Steelers are a far better run organization. Anyone that argues differently is they're drinking too much this St. Patrick's Day weekend. Do you think that Justin Fields at some point will have a Geno Smith turnaround? Do you think it's possible that he could do that with the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Ooh, with the Steelers. No, because I don't think he's going to get the opportunity to. I think what's going to happen is they're going to stick with Russell Wilson for the majority of the season. I think that team is set up for him to actually have success. And I do wonder if the Steelers even end up picking up Justin Fields' fifth-year option because you're committing $20 million to him, and you're already saying in 2024 he's a backup. I just don't know if that's going to be a thing. So at this point, I'm going to say no because I just don't see the circumstances lining up for that to happen.
I do see exactly where you're coming from, though. I do think that somehow, some way, their organization works out, not necessarily his fifth year option, but finds a way to maybe do what they did up in Green Bay with Jordan Love, find a way to get him, you know, a fourth or fifth, sorry, that, yeah, that fifth year deal, and that he sticks around and he develops under Russell Wilson and he plays well and he could be their guy. And especially because Arthur Smith, yes,
yep,
the new offensive coordinator, he loves to run the football. And so, and Justin can do that, right? And obviously in Pittsburgh, they have similar weather. They're going to need a guy that can run the football. And so I think that team can be set up for it. So I don't know that necessarily they'll have the Geno Smith thing, but I think Justin Fields will do well. And of course, every Bears fan will be in utter tears if Justin Fields lights it up and we get Caleb Williams and he somehow is a bust, which I want to see one damn good quarterback. Like, not like,
what if both are
okay,
good?
I would have, yeah, then okay, then I'm fine. You know what I mean? Like, if we finally get the guy, then I'm totally, totally fine with it. You know what I mean? I just, you know, just as a quick side note, just Bruja7, thank you so much. Work with a lot of amazing people that raised a lot of really good money that gave me this terrible, terrible haircut. A couple more questions, Brendan, before we get out of here. If it's not Caleb Williams, who else do you think would be that number one quarterback, that number one pick?
I can't even entertain that. It's going to be Caleb Williams. I feel that confident. I think it stands above everyone.
I agree. I totally agree. But I just, there's something in my mind that says Jaden Daniels. I don't know why. I might be totally, totally wrong, but I just somewhere in the back of my brain, it was speaking to me in some way.
He's a skinnier Justin Fields.
I don't know. Like, again, you know, that's why we're doing a podcast and we're not getting paid lots and lots of money to do this. This is a side gig. Brendan, is there anything that we missed before we get out of here? Because we're gonna be podcasting tomorrow. We're gonna break down all of the free agents, all of the trades, all of the things that have happened. And I'm sure the other guys are gonna want to get their two cents in on the Justin Fields thing. There's a lot more to talk about. But we wanted to make this one a short one, a quick one, to just kind of get our reactions, get our feelings, and also to make this kind of a therapy session for all of you that are sending in comments. Truly, like, we really, really appreciate you guys. What else?
I just think, to reiterate the point, we'll talk a little bit. We'll have everybody talk about Justin Fields, but we thought like this would be the big Justin Fields episode. So we didn't spend a 3-hour podcast talking about everything else, because it has been like a month since we podcasted just with the off season. My biggest takeaway right now is just, I'm thankful that this is over, because just the discourse and hatred and vitriol on social media and Bears Twitter, like, I feel like we say this every year, but it really hit an all-time high the last few months. And it really, I think it got to us as this show, not like, you know, internally, but like just people not wanting to be on Twitter and heart. It's, you know, harder to have those conversations with other people because it just becomes personal. And if you just disagree with somebody, you're in a cult or whatever. And I just think that's so unfair. This was really just a very weird time. And I really hope that I'm not going to tell people how to fan. I think, you know, if you're upset about Justin Fields leaving, you have every right to be. I am upset. You're upset. I'm also very excited about the future, and I'm looking forward to now turning that page. And I hope others are too, because this really is such an exciting time in just be a Bears fan. It's one of the most exciting times I can remember as being a fan, and obviously covering this team too, with the amount of players that have been acquired and then the potential with the quarterback class. So, you know, just sum it up, I'm glad that this is finally past us and we can move forward.
Before I'm going to share Justin Fields' thoughts before we head out of here, but this is a really good one. Any word if Fields prefer to go to the Steelers? I haven't heard anything, but again, we did talk about, I think, in a good amount of detail, that's a good thing for him to sit behind Russell Wilson, you know, a Super Bowl quarterback, right, and to learn. And so, you know, I haven't heard anything. Brendan, have you?
No, from what Ryan Poles has said, wanting to do right by Justin, you could assume that he floated this by him, being like, hey, this is kind of where we're thinking of sending you. What do you think? So I hope that's the case, because that does show you're doing right by Justin. And I'd like to think that Ryan Poles kept his word. So, but yeah, nothing definitive on it.
I think it's a little too early. We'll see what else comes out of the next couple of days. I'm just going to put this up here just really, really quick. You know, Justin Fields, for those of you that haven't had a chance to read it yet, can't say thank you enough to the city of Chicago for taking in and embracing me. Thank you to the entire Bears organization and ownership for allowing me the opportunity to be part of such a historic franchise. But most of all, thank you to all my brothers that I played with. You were the reason I attacked each day the way that I did. I can't thank you enough for what y'all have meant to me over the last 3 years through the ups and downs. I wish each one of you nothing but success, ready for the next chapter. Just a true class dude, and I wish him absolutely nothing but the best. We will give shout outs and do all that sort of stuff tomorrow. Brendan, have a safe flight home. I'm looking forward to having a bunch of the other guys. I know Cam is going to be with us. I know that Jack will be with us. Patrick Sheldon is a maybe, but it should be a pretty much packed house. And so we're really looking forward to talking free agency and seeing if anything else develops. Anything you want to say before we head out of here?
No, I'm glad that we were able to do this, man. I know it's last minute, but big Bears news. And thank you to everyone who's watching, listening. This is a huge episode. We appreciate the comments. Always. I know it's been a bit, but we love you guys. And thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with us.
For all of us here at the Bear Down Chicago podcast, that is Brendan Chagru, I'm Ryan Dengel, Patrick Sheldon, Logan Bradley, Cam Ellis, Jack Wright. Did I miss anybody? Because I missed you the one time and I'll never, never live it down. We just want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us. We know you can get your Bears content anywhere and you've chosen to hang out with us. Please like, subscribe, follow, send to a friend, whatever you possibly can to help us. Hit us with that 5-star review. It really helps to widen our audience. For all of us here at the Bear Down Chicago podcast, thank you so very much. And as always, Bear Down Chicago.